KJAN Sports.
Time now for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look at some high school sports from around the area last night. First of all, in high school boys basketball play last night, we had Atlantic coming up with an 81-54 victory over Creston. The game heard here on KJAN last night. Atlantic got off to a pretty good start. A 10-0 run turned a 9-8 deficit into an 18-9 lead. And they pretty well coasted from there, piling up a 15-point halftime advantage and rolling on to that 81-54 victory. Four players in double digits last night as Atlantic spread their wealth pretty well last night. In fact, Atlantic head coach Alan Jenkins said he was pretty happy with the overall effort.
We dictated the game fairly well offensively. I thought we had good adjustments every time they switched defenses. I think we saw man, we saw a little bit of box of 1-2-3 zone, 1-2-2. I didn't feel like we allowed their defense to ever get set or comfortable in any of them. And we got out in transition a few times, easy buckets, and it was really the difference in the game.
Jenkins said the Trojans showed some great ball movement last night.
We really are firm believers that you can win the game the night before in a practice. And the way that we moved the ball yesterday was as well as we've seen it all year. And practice means everything. It translates quickly into the game. Leonard established himself down low as well, opens things on the outside. But our defense during the second quarter and early parts of the third was the difference maker.
For Atlantic last night, Garrett Franken led the way. He had 24 points in the contest, the majority of those in the second half. 21 also in low for Scott Leonard, who dominated in the post last night. 13 points for Grant Podaisky and 12 for Austin Alexander to help lead the way for the Trojans as they improved to 13-5 on the year, 81-54. The final in that contest. No rest for Atlantic. They'll turn around and play tonight against Clarinda. In fact, Coach Jenkins says that's a pretty pivotal game tonight.
We had a couple games this year in the conference, a game at Harlan we lost by 3, and a game in overtime to Lewis Central that, you know, we could be playing for a conference title tomorrow. Instead, we're going to have to settle for third with a win. But it's also more important because of the seeding. Tomorrow's the last game before the seeding meeting on Wednesday. And so we had a really good opportunity to get a win and go into that seeding meeting with a real good voice to be the number one seed overall.
And we'll have that game as part of a doubleheader, I guess you could call it tonight, late this afternoon here on KJN. More about that in just a bit. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 boys basketball last night, Southwest Valley knocked off Red Oak 80-40. Fremont Mills beat Clarinda 67-60. And other boys hoops last night from the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW beat Trainer 67-53. Underwood over Logan Magnolia 53-40. IKM Manning edging Maple Valley in overtime 81-80. In the Rolling Valley Conference last night, it was Exira EHK topping Audubon 60-54. Charter Oak Ute over Glidden Ralston 84-77. Peyton Sherdan over Woodbine 53-38. Coon Rapids Bayard beat West Central Valley 70-48. Also in the Corner Conference, Stanton over Lenox 67-41. Clarinda Academy beat Heartland Christian 61-39. The Associated Press boys high school basketball ratings out this week. Not many local teams in the rankings. In 4A, Iowa City West, Waukee and Dubuque Senior the top three. Abraham Lincoln in at number 8 this week. Class 3A, Waverly Shellrock, West Delaware and Pella are the top three teams. In 2A, Western Christian, Kemper Catholic, and Western Dubuque are the top three rated teams. And also in Class 1A, North Lynn, Grandview Christian, and Remsen St. Mary's the top three. Arweva in at number 6 in this week's poll. Over to girls basketball now. Last night, the other half of our broadcast doubleheader saw Creston hold off Atlantic 62-53. Teams were battling in a close one early on. Atlantic had an early 7-2 lead, but Creston ran off 6 straight to take the lead and rarely gave it up after that. Panthers up 13-12 at the end of the first quarter, stretched the lead to 9 at halftime. They were up 11 after 3. Atlantic saw the lead grow to as big as 16 points at 49-33 late in the third quarter. They were able to get that back down as low as 7, but they fall by 9, 62-53 last night. A 24-point effort by Brielle Baker. 20 points for Cammie Rutherford to lead the way for Creston. Atlantic's Catherine Leonard led at the girls with 20 points last night. 62-53 again that final. Also in girls Hawkeye 10 play last night, Red Oak beat Southwest Valley 48-40. Harlan over Sioux City East 74-70. In the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer beat AHSTW 66-26. Logan Magnolia beat Underwood 61-38. IKM Manning over Maple Valley 71-27. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden Ralston beat Charter Oak Ute 70-52. Woodbine over Peyton Sherdan 54-17. West Central Valley 58-39 winners over Coon Rapids Bayard. Also in the Corner Conference, Stanton beat Lennox 40-28. Fremont Mills over South Page 63-44. Gonzaga remains the top team in the Associated Press Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll this week at 24-0. The Bulldogs got 59 of the first place votes from reporters around the country. Second-ranked Villanova got the remaining 6 votes. Completing the top 5, Kansas, Louisville, and Oregon. Baylor, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Arizona, and UCLA round out the top 10. In top 25 play last night, number 12, Virginia, was a winner over number 4, Louisville, 71-55. Also, Frank Mason III at 21 points to help number 3, Kansas, bounce back from that home loss over the weekend to Iowa State as they beat Kansas State 74-71. Speaking of Iowa State, the Cyclones look to build off that stunning road victory at Kansas when they return to Big 12 play tonight at Texas. 6-4 now on the season in the Big 12. The Cyclones are tied for third in the league race with West Virginia.
It's a big game for us, big game for Texas. These games are all big, and so Texas at home, I think 9-4 on the year at home, and so I always say you play the team what their record is where you play them, and so very good at home, and we've got to be locked in and dialed in to go down there and play well.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who credits experience for his team's play on the road. They're 3-2 in conference play away from home. Prohm says while the win at Kansas helped their postseason profile, there are still plenty of challenges ahead.
You know, something good happens, be careful, because that's the time you can start getting too proud that, man, we got to be humble. And we got to build off this. And that win's going to be only as good as what we do over the next couple weeks. We got a great opportunity this week to get another tough road win, and then come home for a really, you know, another tough conference opponent, you know, against Oklahoma on Saturday. And so it's about what you do in the next game.
Texas is 3-7 in the Big 12. Tip time is in Austin at 8:00 tonight. That game on ESPN2. Well, San Francisco 49ers have officially hired Atlanta offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan as their new head coach more than a month after firing Chip Kelly after just one season. The 49ers settled on Shanahan a couple of weeks ago but had to wait until Monday to sign him to a contract because the Falcons made it to the Super Bowl. Kyle is the son of legendary Denver and Washington head coach Mike Shanahan, who's been out of football since leaving Washington's team 3 years ago. In baseball news, the Royals and right-hander Jason Hammel have agreed to a $16 million two-year contract. The 34-year-old Hamill went 15-10 with a .383 earned run average for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs last season and will likely slot into the Kansas City rotation behind Danny Duffy and Ian Kennedy. Kansas City was looking for another starter late in the offseason after right-hander Yordano Ventura was killed in a car accident in the Dominican Republic. Hamill was considered the best arm still available on the free agent market. As I mentioned earlier, we have basketball coming up for you late this afternoon here on the radio as Atlantic will host Clarinda in a girl and boy doubleheader this evening. That doubleheader will be played at the Atlantic Middle School at the old high school gymnasium. The girls will have an earlier start. It'll be a 4:30 tip time this afternoon, and the boys will follow at about 6 o'clock, and Chris will have both of those games for you later on today here on the radio. The reason those games are at the middle school is because wrestling will be held at the high school tonight. Atlantic will host a 2A regional dual team wrestling tournament this evening. Atlantic Cam will be facing off against Harlan in the semifinal round of the duels, with Red Oak battling Humboldt in the other duel tonight. The two winners will face off for the regional championship and the right to go to the state team dual tournament. Also at Creston tonight, Creston OM will face Winterset, and Webster City will wrestle Ballard, with the winners battling at the end of the evening. Class 1A action tonight at Logan Magnolia. Loma will wrestle Riverside, and AHSTW facing Panorama, with the winners battling for state. Also at Missouri Valley tonight, Mo Valley will wrestle Trainer. Westwood will wrestle Woodbury Central, with the winners facing off for that state tournament berth. All of those all those semifinal matches getting underway at 6 o'clock tonight at those sites. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.